4. And if you would animate that.
So this is her right hand. We're looking at it from side. And it shows the scrape on her thumb that we talked about. It also depicts the scrape on her index finger that we saw, and finally the third scrape on the middle finger.
And you've talked about these previously.
Yes.
Any additional that we need to cover?
No.
If you could move on then.
So this is a depiction of the deformation and discoloration of her left forearm and wrist area. And then an animation showing the fracturing of the radius and the ulna, the two bones of the forearm.
Just to make very clear, what type of fracture is this?
A complete fracture. I'm not sure what you're getting at.
I mean, is it through and through both bones?
Yes, both bones are separated from either end. The ends are separated. They weren't held together by fragments of bone.
And sometimes referred to as a transverse fracture.
Yes, that would be a term.
We can move on then.
This is a depiction of an injury we haven't talked about before. This was a small bruise on the inside of her right knee.
And would you move on, because I think the next one shows that.
So just a very small bruise. Relatively fresh appearing. Whether it was contemporaneous with the much more severe injuries or not, I cannot tell you. Could have happened in that process of what the injuries that killed her. Could be just a stumble and fall kind of injury that kids always get.
So of all the injuries we've been talking about, which of the injuries we have talked about are more likely, or at least potentially, to have been caused by just regular childhood play?
This one on the knee, certainly the injuries on the hand would be consistent with the kinds of damage that kids get in just normal daily activity.